Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So Hare Krishna devotees, how wonderful to see you again. Is this, how many times have I been here? 3, 4, 5? How many times? 3 times, at least.
Or earlier.
Yes, so Hare Krishna. Everyone understands English enough, or should we have a translation? What do you think? If there's just a couple, yeah. So, I was just thinking, sometimes Krishna tests the devotees. Maybe this is a little test. Sometimes Krishna tests the devotees. And the devotees have to deal with the test nicely and not get disturbed too much and, you know, lose control of themselves like that, but keep focused on Krishna and not get distracted. So when I heard this, then I was thinking maybe that's sort of something we should look at this evening. In the context of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna, because sometimes Lord Chaitanya would test the devotees. Oh yeah. Lord Chaitanya, he doesn't just make it easy for everyone. Just, you know, just like you don't have to make any effort. You just relax in Krishna consciousness and everything is fine. Sometimes the Lord tests the devotees and sometimes it's quite serious. So in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, there were a number of situations in which Lord Chaitanya tested his devotees to see what they would do. Like, I'll give you one example. I can give a few. But one example is that when Lord Chaitanya was small, when he was young, when he was Nimai, the schoolboy, then he was not manifesting himself as the Supreme Lord at all. In fact, he was not even manifesting himself as a devotee. He would act like he was a very mischievous young boy. And in his class at school, there were a number of devotees. Yes. Gadadha from the Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha, Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda, the same Gadadha. He was in the same class as Lord Chaitanya. But Gadadha was very much a devotee. Very much. And then there was Jagadananda Pandit. He was in the same class. And he was very much a devotee. And then there was Mukunda. Mukunda Dutt was in the same class as Lord Chaitanya. And he was also very much a devotee. But Lord Chaitanya would tease them and mock them and laugh at them and make fun of them. But they would keep on trying to get him to become a devotee. They didn't give up. And, you know, so regularly, because they were close friends, regularly they'd say to Nimai that, come on, you must become a devotee. You'll make a good devotee. Because Lord Chaitanya, he was extremely intelligent at school. He was just brilliant at school. Sometimes they would have debates just on any subject. And Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, he would take one side, whatever it may be. Like, you could have a debate. Is it day or is it night? Just for argument's sake. And Lord Chaitanya would take the position that it's night in the middle of the day at school. He would take the position that it's night. Someone else would take the position that it's day, which it was, because it was the middle of the day. But Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, was so brilliant. He would completely defeat the other party and prove that it is night in the middle of the day. And the other boy would just be bewildered. Then Lord Chaitanya would say that, actually, you know, you had some good arguments there, but you just didn't make the most of them properly. Let me take your side, and you take my side. So now Lord Chaitanya would argue that it's day, and the other boy would take the same arguments of Lord Chaitanya that it's night, and try and present them. But Lord Chaitanya would completely defeat him, destroy him. So, you know, they would debate all sorts of things like 2 plus 2, does it equal 4 or 5? But Lord Chaitanya would establish that it equals 5. And they couldn't defeat him. So anyway, that's one thing. But Lord Chaitanya, these school friends, particularly Gadadha, then also Jagadananda and also Mukunda Dutt, they would regularly preach to him that, come on, you must become a devotee. You'll be a good devotee. You're very intelligent. You know, you can preach and convince people. And Lord Chaitanya would become sarcastic. And he'd say, me? You want me to chant Hari Hari Bol and jump up and down like a fool? You want me to do like that? I'm not gonna make an idiot of myself. No. So he chastised them. And you know what children are like. They get into arguments about things. And sometimes they get quite carried away and get angry with each other. Maybe they may hit each other sometimes. But these boys, for years at school, for years, they were practically every day preaching to Lord Chaitanya. And every day he was just making fun of them. But they never became angry. He was testing them. He was testing them. But they never became angry. They never started shouting or crying or starting, you know, a fight or an argument. They would just carry on very nicely. Please, you'll be such a good devotee. You'll be so happy. Come and join us. And Lord Chaitanya would just go, ha, 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 ha. I got better things to do with my time. And they just say, Hare Krishna. So he was testing them. Finally, and he would stop them in the street. And he'd say, where are you going? Are you going to one of those Hare Krishna kirtans? Are you going to hop up and down and spin around and make fools of yourself? So he'd do like that. And the boys excuse me, I have a little bit of a health challenge. The boys, they would try to avoid him. They would cross to the other side of the road if they saw him coming, or turn around the corner. But with his mystical powers, they would go around the corner and go the other way, he would suddenly appear in front of them and confront them. So it was quite a thing which was happening. But every day they were just very nice and very peaceful and would certainly never express anger or negativity. So, but one day, you know what happened one day? Lord Chaitanya confronted Mukunda in the street. And Mukunda, as usual, was saying, "Come on, come and join us. Come and join the kirtan. It's really nice. Come and hear the Krishna katha. It's really nice." And to Mukunda's surprise, Nimai said, All right. Listen, I'm busy now, but you want me to become a devotee? Yeah? You want that? Yeah? Okay, listen, I'll become a devotee." And Mukunda thought, "What? Am I hearing things? Lord Chaitanya Nimai said, I'll become a devotee. You know, you go on and on about it so much. I'll become a devotee." Okay. And Mukunda was just ecstatic. "You'll become a devotee. How wonderful." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Yeah. And you know what? When I become a devotee, I'm going to become the best devotee. I'm going to become a better devotee than you. And I'm going to become a better devotee than Gadadha and Jagadananda." And you know this Advaita Acharya, because Advaita Acharya from the Panchatattva, he was older. He was a generation or even a generation and a half older than Lord Chaitanya. He's considerably older, like 30 years older or 40 years even maybe. So, and he was the head of the Vaishnavas. But Nimai said, "You know what? You know that Advaita Acharya, right? You all worship him, and he's the leader of the Vaishnavas. Well, you know what? I'm going to become a better devotee than him." And Mukunda now, from being ecstatic, Nimai is going to become a devotee, now he's in anxiety again. "Oh no! Oh, this boy is too much. You know, he says he's going to become a devotee. Very nice. But now he shows he's so proud. Arrogant. Oh my gosh." So then Lord Chaitanya said, "Yeah, you know, I am going to become the best devotee ever. In fact, I am going to become such a good devotee, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will come to offer obeisances to me every day." And Mukunda thought, "Oh no, he is just too much." But Mukunda just kept very nice. He didn't tell him, "Listen, you know, you are puffed up. You are puffed up like a balloon. And you better watch out, because if you poke a balloon with a needle, It just goes pop. And that's it. He didn't say anything like that. He just said, okay, okay, okay. That's nice. Hare Krishna. So you see, Lord Chaitanya was testing there. And it went on for years. Sometimes the Lord tests the devotees. And not just a small thing like, you know, here's an example of a small test. Small. It is Sunday. It is the Sunday feast. And you are in the queue lining up for the devotees to serve the prasadam. So there you are in the queue, and the queue is slowly moving forward as more people get served. And then you see, ah, my favorite preparation. Oh, what's your favorite preparation? She's bewildered. What's your favorite preparation? Idli. Really? I'm more of a dosa person. What's your favorite prasadam? Yeah? Huh?
Pizza.
He's international. Well, of course, you know what a pizza is, don't you? You know. You know. You know what it really is. A pizza is a self-realized chapati. Good, pizza, that's nice. What is your favorite prasadam?
Pasta.
Pasta. Well, is another international one. And what is yours?
Kachori.
With what inside?
Dal.
Dal. Okay. So there you are in the queue. And then you see, you're just having a look to see what are they serving today. And you see, look, there are these big kachoris, big juicy kachoris, golden brown. And you ask someone, what's in the kachori? And they say, dal. And you think, wow, I'm going to get two. I'm going to get three. But the queue is moving slowly. And the kachoris, you see, the kachoris are going. And then finally, the person in front of you gets the last kachori. And then you think, well, it depends. But some would think, oh no! Oh no! Sometimes it's like that. The last piece of pizza just is gone. So, this is a small test. But something like what I just mentioned, it can be a big test for years, even. And Lord Chaitanya, there was one devotee. At the same time, during Lord Chaitanya's school time, also an older devotee, an adult, his name was Sridhar. You heard of Sridhar? Kolavecha, Sridhar, he would make a living through selling bananas and different parts of the banana tree. You know, yesterday, would you believe, yesterday, we finished the Navadvip Mandal Parikrama. And on the last day, all the different groups, there were six groups. Three Bengali groups, one Hindi group, one English-speaking group, and a Russian-speaking group. So each group, you know, on the parikrama, they carry a palanquin. Palanquin? Like a small altar like this. They carry it. So on the last day, yesterday, each group decorated their palanquin. It's like a competition. Who can make the most beautiful palanquin? And the Russians, they made an amazing palanquin. Beautiful. Out of different parts of the banana tree. Oh yeah, different parts. You should have seen it. We got photos. And big, you know, big like this. And shoo, yeah, really big. All made from different parts of the banana tree. Anyway, so Kolavecha Sridhar, he was a great devotee, he was an adult, and while Lord Chaitanya was at school, and he would make a living selling bananas and different, like banana leaves, banana flowers, the trunk of the banana plant cut up. Anything to do with bananas, he would sell. And he was very honest. He would only sell for the right price. You know, in India, many times they increase the price. And you have to bargain with them and bring the price down, and sometimes you have to turn around and walk away, and then they call you back, wait a minute, then they reduce the price a bit, and it's a bit of a game really. But Kolavecha Sridhar, he would never do that. He would only ask the right price. And then you know what he would do? At the end of the day, every day, whatever money he had got from his sales, which was usually not very much, but whatever he got, he would give half of it for the worship of the Ganges. Every day, even if he only got very little, still he didn't make some excuse like that, oh well, I've got more expenses this week, so I will not give a half. Next week I'll give a half, but now I'll keep all the money because I've got extra expenses. Even if he only made very little, he would always give half for the worship of Mother Ganges. And you know, just as a point of interest, you may or may not be aware, but Srila Prabhupada wanted that householders, working people who are earning, business people who are making money, Prabhupada wanted that the devotees, working people, would also give half. Did you know that? Yeah? He talked about it many times. You can meditate on that yourselves. But Sridhar, he didn't. Now, every day, and again, for years, not just once or twice, but every day, for years, Lord Chaitanya would come. Lord Chaitanya, as a schoolboy, Nimai, Pandit, he would come and harass Sridhar in so many ways. Sometimes he tells Sridhar, listen, you're charging too much. And Sridhar would say, no. Go and check with the other, banana sellers. And you'll see I'm charging the best price. And sometimes Nimai, Lord Chaitanya, would say, no, you can't fool me. I know you're making loads of money. You're making so much money that you can afford to give half of it away every day. Because you're making so much money. But it wasn't true. But again, Sridhar would never get angry. It was about 10:45 in Calcutta. Last night, we drove into the airport, and our driver, there's a place where you've got to get a parking ticket. And our driver asked the parking ticket man to do him a favor. And I don't even know what favor, but give him some special ticket so he doesn't have to pay any money. And immediately, the parking ticket man, immediately, he just got so upset on the spot and started shouting and blah, 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 blah. So it was a similar situation. Lord Chaitanya would come and harass Sridhar, but Sridhar would never get disturbed. He'd never get disturbed. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya would really do some naughty things. Sometimes he'd just grab bananas and run. Yeah. And sometimes he did a very extraordinary thing. Sometimes he said, listen, you're giving so much money, half your income, for the worship of Mother Ganges. But listen, Mother Ganges worships me, which is true. But Sridhar would not know that at all, because he had no idea that Lord Chaitanya was God at all. So Lord Chaitanya would say this, which, if it was just an ordinary person, it could be construed as being offensive. Saying that you're God, that's really wrong. But Lord Chaitanya would say that, and Sridhar would just block his ears and say, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. But he would never get angry. Never get angry. So this went on for years. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya, Nimai, would harass him for hours. for hours. Customers would come, and Lord Chaitanya would tell them, go away, we're having special negotiations here. So Sridhar would lose business. He would lose business for hours because Lord Chaitanya would chase away the other customers. But in the end, Sridhar would say, listen, you take what you want and you give what you want. I just leave it up to you. He never told him, listen, you nonsense. I'm going to tell your parents. He never chased Nimai with a stick. He never did anything like that. He was always just very, very nice and peaceful and pure-hearted. And that's because he was pure-hearted. Yes. You know, in Bengal, they're very fond of fish and chilies. And my theory is, this is why many Bengali people are very easily irritated. They fly off the handle any time about anything. And indeed, sometimes you hear them, you know, if you can understand what they're saying, they're shouting at each other like, you know, this is a real problem we have. But if you hear and if you understand, then you see they're saying, oh, good morning, how are you? How are you doing? But it sounds like they're having a fight. But sort of, they have that type of energy. So because Sridhar was a very pure-hearted devotee, he was able to tolerate it all. And even though he didn't know Lord Chaitanya is God at all, but he always appreciated him as a very nice boy, and he would do anything. He would do anything for Nimai. And Lord Chaitanya was testing him. Was really testing him in a big way. But because Sridhar was so advanced in Krishna consciousness, he was able to pass the test. This is very important for us. Because, believe me, you are going to be tested. I would assume many of you, maybe all of you, have already been tested, maybe even many times. But don't worry, it will happen again. And then again. But it is for your betterment. It is to help you improve. Because if you're not pushed, how will you improve yourself? Sri Sri Gaurudai Ki Jai. Yeah. You cannot really sleep your way back to Godhead. You cannot really relax your way back to Godhead. You have to try. You have to really try. And if you really try, then the Lord helps you. So anyway, the Lord was testing Sridhar every day for years. And how much money Sridhar lost because of all this, it must have really been a lot. And Sridhar, he was living in poverty. He only had one piece of cloth. It was not even a proper dhoti. It was just a torn, dirty piece of cloth. You know, like cotton. When it becomes dirty to a certain point, you cannot really clean it. It gets kind of ingrained too heavily. So his cloth was like that. And it had tears in it. And Nimai would come and mock him. Then look at you. Look at you. You're making so much money. Look at your expensive clothes. Look at you. You have just come back from Loy Bazaar, haven't you? Do you know what Loy Bazaar is? It's the famous shopping area in Vrindavan town. It is the main place of pilgrimage, practically, in Vrindavan town, where you can get any type of sari under the sun. Any type of sari you could imagine, and many types you couldn't imagine. And many types of dhotis and kurtas, etc., etc. So Lord Chaitanya would mock him. Look at you. You're making so much money. You're wearing these expensive clothes. Come on, give me a discount. And Sridhar would say, listen, if you think I'm charging too much, go and buy from the other sellers. But Nimai would say, no, no, no. We have a steady business relationship. And I don't want to interrupt it. Finally, Lord Chaitanya revealed to the devotees. Well, first of all, what happened was Lord Chaitanya's father passed away. When Lord Chaitanya was about 16, 17, something like that, his father passed away. Then Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya to do the last rites for his father. While he was there, he met Ishvara Puri. He'd already met him, actually, and decided he wanted to be initiated by him. But now they met again in Gaya, and Lord Chaitanya asked him, please initiate me. So he did. Lord Chaitanya was initiated in Gaya. And after initiation, he completely transformed and became a God-intoxicated person. Just wild in Krishna consciousness. Then he came back, and now he was a devotee. But still he had not revealed that he is God. So a little later, at the house of Srivas Thakura, Lord Chaitanya performed an amazing pastime. It is called the Mahaprakash Leela, or the pastime of the great enlightenment. And in that pastime, Lord Chaitanya revealed to all the devotees that he is God. Yeah, and he revealed how those different devotees had appeared with him. When he had appeared in this world in different forms. For example, Murari Gupta, who was a doctor devotee. Murari Gupta, Lord Chaitanya told him that you appeared with me when I appeared as Lord Ram. And then Lord Chaitanya said to Murari, Murari, look at me. Tell me what you see. And Murari looked at him. And what did he see? Lord Chaitanya was Sita and Ram. Because Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Lord Chaitanya is not just Krishna. He is Radha and Krishna combined. So Murari saw him as Sita and Ram. And he looked at Lord Nityananda, and he saw Lord Nityananda as Lakshman. And he just collapsed on the ground in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, what do you see? Tell me what you see. And Murari explained, you are Sita Ram, Nityananda is Lakshman, but there is one problem. There is one problem, Murari Gupta said. Where is Hanuman? Where is he? He's always meant to be there with Sita Ram and Lakshman. Where's Hanuman? It's a problem. And Lord Chaitanya said, Murari, look at yourself, Murari. Look at yourself. And Murari looked at himself and he saw that he was Hanuman, because he is. He's Hanuman. So, anyway, this pastime was going on. Lord Chaitanya was calling all the different devotees, but Sridhar was not there. He was at home. At night, Sridhar would stay awake the whole night and just cry out to the Lord. You know, Prabhupada said, we should chant Hare Krishna like a child crying for the mother. Not just casually, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, we're chanting around Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Bol, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Oh, how are you doing? Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, what's for prasadam tonight? Hare Krishna. Not that sort of chanting. Prabhupada said emphatically on many occasions, we should chant like a child crying out for the mother. You all know what that's like. Really, seriously, from the heart, as if life depends on it, on the mother coming. So every night Sridhar would stay awake the whole night crying out like that. And he would often cry out, my Lord, you must appear. Please appear. There's so many nonsense people. They can only be delivered if you appear. Please appear. So sometimes he would express himself like that. So anyway, during the Mahaprakash Leela, he was at home. And Lord Chaitanya calling all the devotees and revealing himself to them. Lord Chaitanya told some of the devotees, listen, Nityananda Ram and Reva and Gaurachandra and company, go and fetch Sridhar. Fetch him. Tell him I'm calling for him. So the devotees went to the house of Sridhar. And there he was, crying, chanting, calling out for the Lord to appear. The devotees came in and said, Sridhar, listen, listen. You know how you've been praying and crying to for the Lord to appear. Well, He has appeared, and now he's calling you. So come with us. And Sridhar was just so astonished beyond belief. He went into such a state of ecstasy, he just collapsed unconscious. The Lord has appeared. He's calling me. Bang. On the ground. So the devotees had to carry him to the house of Srivas. And if you're familiar with Mayapur and where all these different places are, then you would know from Sridhar's house, because there's a shrine there now, to Srivas's house, it's some distance, a couple of kilometers or something like that. So they carried him back and then placed him in front of Lord Chaitanya. He came to consciousness, and Lord Chaitanya said, all these years I've been testing you, all these years, but you never once got disturbed with me. You never once chastised me. You never once chased me away. Never once. You are such a devotee. You are such a devotee. I don't know how to reciprocate with you. Because sometimes it's like that. The Lord, even though he is the supreme, ultimate, complete, summum bonum, sum total of everything, and he is all strength, all knowledge, all power, and all of everything. But sometimes devotees serve him so nicely that even he feels he doesn't know how to reciprocate. Baladeva Vijayabhushan says a very interesting thing in his commentary on Bhagavad Gita. He says that Krishna is sarvagya means he is all knowing, but then he speaks, he expresses himself, Baladeva Vijayabhushan, as if Krishna is speaking. So he says Krishna is speaking, sometimes my devotee loves me so much that even though I am sarvagya, I know everything. But sometimes my devotee loves me so much that I cannot understand it. So therefore, I reciprocate in a similar way. I reciprocate unlimitedly with such a devotee. And you may know, there's a famous verse in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, one line of which is, Na paraye hum. Na paraye hum. Which means, I cannot reciprocate. I don't know how. Krishna is speaking to the gopis, that you have served me so wonderfully. You've given up your homes. You've given up your families. You've given up your reputations. You've given up everything for me. And I do not know how to reciprocate. And Lord Chaitanya says, Lord Krishna says, I cannot reciprocate. You will just have to be satisfied in your service to me. That's all. Because I don't know what to do. So Lord Chaitanya said basically the same thing to Sridhar. You're such an amazing devotee. I just don't know how to reciprocate. Sri Sri Gaurudai Ki Jai. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So, but then Lord Chaitanya said, what Sridhar said, don't worry, my Lord. Just let me serve you. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, no, no. That's not enough. Lord Chaitanya said, listen. Let me make you Lord Brahma. And Sridhar said, no, please don't. Please don't even say that. I don't want it. I just want to serve you. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, no, I have to reciprocate. At least, let me give you a planet. And Sridhar saying, no, I don't want anything. I just want to be your devotee. Just allow me to serve you. And Lord Chaitanya said, at least let me give you a city. Let me give you. There's a nice place called Klang. Let me give you Klang. And Sridhar said, no, 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 stop it. Please stop it. Stop saying this. It's not nice. And Lord Chaitanya said, listen, at least let me give you the 8 mystical powers, the Asta Siddhis, mystical perfections. At least let me give you them. And Sridhar said, no, no, please stop saying these things. Stop it, you're disturbing me. So in the end, Lord Chaitanya said, all right, you will be my servant eternally. And Sridhar was fully satisfied. So like this, Lord Chaitanya tests. Krishna tests. So don't be surprised if you get tested. When you get tested, please don't become bewildered. Understand, this is Krishna. Krishna's trying to help me to make progress. Krishna's trying to help me become focused in Krishna consciousness in a way that I have never been focused before. Krishna is trying to help me become tolerant and patient in ways that I've never been able to before. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, you may have heard of him, very nice devotee, disciple of Prabhupada, who passed away some years ago. He would say that when I see here comes a test, I think here comes Krishna in the form of a test. And we go, here comes Krishna. I welcome Krishna, of course. I don't think, oh no, it's Krishna. Oh my God, why did he have to come? No, we welcome Krishna. Suswagatam Krishna. Yeah. So these are some points about being tested by Lord Chaitanya, by Krishna. And, you know, there are many incidents. I could go on and on. Different examples. Krishna stole the gopis' clothes. about a test. Talk about a test. And they chastised him a bit, but in a very affectionate way. And they didn't lose control and start going crazy. We'll talk about that some other time. And at the end, when Krishna gave back their clothes and they left, what did they talk about? Did they talk about how we're going to get him? We're going to steal his clothes next time. And we'll really make a fool out of him. No. As they left, they were singing the glories of Krishna. These are the symptoms of advanced devotees. And devotees only really become advanced if they go through some tests and keep focused in the tests. So, Hare Krishna. So don't worry too much about this noise. Somehow or other, after some time, the situation will change. It will, mark my words, it'll change. Yeah. Okay. Anyone have a comment or a question? Because you know what they tell me every time I come to Klang? You know what they say? They tell me, in Klang, the devotees are very intelligent. Oh yes. And they're very thoughtful. And they have many questions. So any comment or question? Yes, Prabhu.
Why so many exalted devotees, public guys, for example, they have to suffer cancer, accidents, and whatnot, right? Public, I think you're Krishna devotee, you're the king of Krishna, why do you all have to suffer like that?
Yes, right. See, the ordinary people, their idea is, if I practice religion, be it Krishna consciousness, be it Islam, be it Christianity, be it some version of Hinduism, you know, carrying kavadi, whatever it may be, generally, their idea is, I am doing this to improve my material situation. So when they come to Krishna consciousness, if they do, in many cases, they have that idea. But Krishna does not really like this. Krishna wants his devotees to become selfless servants, unattached, and able to tolerate. So, to help, I mean, and this is for serious people, you know, people who really want to progress spiritually. So, therefore, sometimes these things happen to devotees, and sometimes, in order to show the general devotees how to deal with some great difficulty, in order to show the ordinary devotees how to do that, sometimes Krishna arranges that some very special devotee, advanced devotee, goes through some extreme hardship. The Pandavas were exiled Yeah. They had to undergo so much difficulty just to show us how to deal with difficulty. Yeah. Because, you know, if some ordinary devotee goes through some extreme difficulty, then in some cases they may just lose their Krishna consciousness and just leave Krishna consciousness. Yeah, this happens sometimes. I've seen it happen. Yeah. They go back to carrying kavadi. Yeah. There's an interesting little story in Mahabharata you may have heard. One time Maharaj Yudhisthira approached Krishna and said, "Krishna, I want lots of money. I mean really lots of money." And Krishna said, "Really? I didn't think you wanted anything like that." And Maharaj Yudhisthira said, "Yeah, I want all the money if possible. And I want a huge palace. Massive, massive palace." And Krishna said, "Really? I thought all you wanted to do is serve me." And Maharaj Yudhisthira said, No. I want lots of servants and a huge kingdom. I want everything." And Krishna was very disappointed. And Krishna said, "Really? You know, all this time I thought you just wanted to be my devotee. But now, you know, I'm shocked. Why?" And Maharaj Yudhisthira said, "Because so many people think that if I become a devotee of Krishna, I will lose everything. And therefore they don't become devotees of Krishna. So I want them to see, here is a devotee of Krishna. He has everything. And then they'll become devotees." That's there in Mahabharata. Any one other comment or question? Yes. Yes. See, you know, it's much easier for people on our levels to relate to a child crying for the mother rather than Radharani crying for Krishna. We're really not on that level at all. So just in terms of practicality, reality, something that we can directly experience. You know, if you're householders, you may experience it every day, many times a day. The child is crying for you. So it's very down to earth and very practical. And we should try to chant Hare Krishna in that sort of spirit. And that spirit means the child is thinking, if my mother does not come now, my life is finished. It's the end. It's the end. Yeah. I mean, I've seen children, you know. I mean, you've seen more than me, too. One time, the child was in the back seat. The mother was in the front seat. And the poor child was totally traumatized. Completely lost control. We had to stop and the mother had to get in the back with the child. The child was like, you know, I'm actually going to die now. So, yeah. But as you progress, then other examples will become relevant. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Oh, one last one. Yes, Prabhu. Sorry, I didn't hear that.
That was Sannyasi. By the name of Sridhara Sannyasi.
By the name of?
At the same time.
Sridhara. Oh, Sridhara Swami. You mean in ISKCON? Or?
At the time of Sridhara Sannyasi. Sannyasi, then he Sannyasi by the name of Sridhara.
See, Sridhara Swami, you mean the Bhagavatam commentator? He was before Lord Chaitanya. He was some few hundred years before. He was probably, what say, several hundred years. He was about 1200 years ago, Sridhara Swami. Yeah. He was a great Bhagavatam commentator. Yeah, yeah. So, thank you devotees for listening very patiently.